And this day, Marie should still be the queen of a country in which shimmering Christmas forests and glazed marzipan castles, in short, the most marvelous thing you can imagine, can be seen if you only look. The end. With a sigh, little Timmy slowly closed the book, gets up, and places it on his corner of books, as his mother calls the pile at the corner of his room where Timmy puts his books. "Did you finish that already, honey?"
"Yeah,"
Timmy responds, his soft voice trembling from the cold.
"Did you like it?"
"I'll take you to the bookshop to get another one for the holidays when the weather becomes better," Timmy's mother said, before she's struck by a coughing fit. It's been snowing heavily for days now, and the two of them have been trapped in their home, while the old stove in the basement has broken down and there's no heat in the house.
"It's okay, Mom. I don't need one right now."
Timmy, despite his young age, knows his mother doesn't have much money and doesn't want to put pressure on her. He jumps on the couch next to his mother and she strokes his hair affectionately as the two of them huddle together to fight off the growing cold. During the night. It was just past midnight and little Timmy is laying in his bed, tightly clutching his ragged blanket close to his chest. He's having trouble going to sleep. His mother's muffled cries and raspy coughing can be heard through the wall. He pulls the blanket over his head to fend off both the lingering cold and his mother's suffering. "Having trouble sleeping, little one?" A voice speaks up from the foot of the bed. With a swift move, a wooden nutcracker toy soldier climbs onto the bed and sits on little Timmy's leg. Little Timmy peeks out from under the blanket.
"Hi, Alexander," the boy says with a frail voice.
"Worried about your mother, huh?"
the toy soldier says, readjusting the wooden hat on his wooden head. Little Timmy nods in agreement.
"She's having another rough night, isn't she?"
Alexander pauses for a second.
"But I heard you just finished your book. How was it?"
"It's good."
"You're not in the mood for talking, eh?"
Alexander scratches off a wood chip from his knee. He looks sternly at little Timmy.
"Tell you what, lad, I'll take care of this. I'll go down to the basement and see what I can do about the stove."
"Oh, and I hope too," little Timmy says, his voice stronger.
"That's the spirit, lad. Have a good night's sleep now."
With that, Alexander takes a bow and jumps off the bed. Little Timmy is very glad he has Alexander. He's shy, sickly, and small in frame. He doesn't have many that he can call friends. Alexander is there for him ever since he can remember, taking care of him since he was young. These thoughts float in Timmy's mind as he falls into the warm embrace of a deep sleep. Morning comes. Little Timmy spends the day taking care of his mother. He cleans around the house, cooks, and caters to her needs. Her condition has worsened during the night. She's feverish. He can't stop coughing. She is stuck to her bed for the whole day. To keep her warm, Timmy gives her his blanket, no matter how she refused. Still, the house is terribly cold, and the stove remains broken. Night falls again. Timmy bids his mother good night and goes for his bed. He has no blanket. Instead, he uses the heaviest clothes that he can find in his wardrobe. Still, the cold is stinging and harsh. With a trembling breath, he lays down and closes his eyes.
"Psst, lad, are you asleep?"
Alexander opens the toy chest and walks slowly toward the bed. Little Timmy groggily opens his eyes. The mustachioed face of the soldier greets him.
"Sorry to wake you up, but I think I found what the problem is with the stove. The basement is covered in snow."
"In snow? How?"
Timmy's timid voice speaks out.
"There's snow everywhere. On the floor, the shelves, everywhere, I say."
How is this pot?
Timmy's sentence is interrupted by heavy coughs from his mother's room. Alexander looks at little Timmy stoically.
"Tomorrow, I'll go down there and take care of it. Do not worry, lad."
The toy soldier tries to soothe Timmy. Suddenly, the sound of a door slamming shut echoes across the house. Little Timmy gasps.
"Must have been the wind," Alexander says.
Then outside the room, footsteps. Slow, unsteady footsteps, like someone is dragging his feet. Little Timmy hides under the covers, while Alexander stands up. The footsteps abruptly stop. The door to his mother's room creaks open. The footsteps resume. Someone has entered the room.
"Stay here, lad," Alexander whispers to little Timmy before he jumps down from the bed and goes for the door.
He jumps to the handle and pulls it down, but the door does not open.
Locked.
The door to his mother's room closes shut. Timmy starts sobbing lightly. Alexander frantically jumps around the room, trying to find the key. Then, from his mother's room, a loud moan. "Mom!" Timmy cries. Alexander is livid, eyes darting around and mind racing for a way out. The moan gets louder and louder until they suddenly stop, replaced by rhythmic wheezing. Alexander moves a stool under the handle, climbs on and jams his metal sword in the lock and frantically moves it around. The door clicks open and the toy soldier jumps out, his wooden boots clacking against the cold floor. He runs to Timmy's mother's room. But as he reaches the door, it swings open and a wild gust of wind blows into the hallway, lifting Alexander and slamming him against the wall. Then an eerie silence falls upon the house. Only the muffled crying of little Timmy and the heavy breathing of his mother disturb the stillness of the cold night. The weak morning sun rays break through the dark clouds.
"Mom? Mom, please wake up,"
little Timmy begs his mother. She's grown deathly pale. She's very cold. She's breathing with difficulty, and she's shaking.
"I warmed you some milk. Please drink it. It'll do you some good."
She does not respond, lost deep in feverish dreams. Little Timmy places the glass of milk on the nightstand and turns to leave. He has a lot of homework to do. During the day, though, he takes great care to stay away from the basement door. The moon shines brightly in the sky.
"Lad, is everything all right?"
Alexander jumps from the toy chest and sits on the windowsill next to little Timmy, who's been staring out of the window for the past hour. Alexander's left hand is bruised, and its red paint is scratched off, while a button is missing from his torso from the scuffle last night.
"I've gathered some wood and dry branches. I will light the old stove, and we will be warm again."
"What about the thing?"
"Don't be scared, little Timmy. Alexander will take care of it," the toy soldier says with a warm smile. "Anyway, I see you started writing the story you were telling me about," he says, pointing at the notebook by the nightstand. "How's it going? This must be fun."
"It's great. I'm at the part where Jack sneaks into the Mouse King's castle to save Eliza."
"Oh, I'm so eager to read it. Jack sounds like a very fine lad."
"He is very brave. He's not as brave as his guardian,"
little Timmy says, his gaze wandering off into the distance. Alexander sighs.
"I'll go fire the stove up for a moment, and I'll return to talk about your story more. Right, lad?"
Little Timmy gives Alexander a fleeting, nervous gaze, and Alexander bows his head and backs away. An hour has passed, and Alexander still hasn't returned, nor is the stove lit. Little Timmy is growing more anxious by the minute. He fears the worst. Thinking of what Alexander would do for him, he decides to go to the basement. With trembling hands, he opens the door. His mother is fast asleep. Little Timmy covers her exposed to the cold body with her blankets and starts the long walk toward the basement. Time seems to have stopped while Timmy makes his way to the basement door. The incessant wind has ceased blowing, and the house is plunged into complete silence. He takes a deep breath, and with shaking hands reaches for the doorknob. The old door opens, the rusty hinges groaning under the weight of the metal door. The cold breath of the darkness below hits little Timmy in the face. For a moment, his will falters, but he steels himself, and he pushes his legs down the slippery stairs. The open, dark mouth of the basement below stares back into his little heart. Slowly, but steadily, little Timmy descends into the abyss. The further down he goes, the colder and darker it gets. Snow and ice have formed on the stairs. Then Timmy reaches the floor of the basement. He gets on his toes to reach the little switch, but it's completely frozen and stuck in place. Darkness and cold envelops the little boy. In front of him stands the old stove, asleep and dormant. All the boxes and old shelves around it are just shadows in the dark. Alexander, though, is nowhere to be seen. Timidly, little Timmy takes a step forward. As soon as his foot falls, a gust of wind blows from the back of the basement, swirling snow and stuff around. Timmy covers himself as best he can. When the ruckus stops, a tall, white silhouette stands in the middle of the room. The man-like creature is crouched over, its thin torso almost floating on its lean limbs. Its skin has a parched-like texture and breaks up here and there. The creature sniffs the air and turns towards Timmy. Its black eyes meet with his as the creature starts to move towards Timmy, who can only watch, paralyzed. "Over here!" Alexander's voice echoes in the basement, pulling Timmy out of his trance. Little Timmy follows the voice and finds the toy soldier hiding under a shelf, a pile of wood by his side. He is in a very dire state. His torso is cracked, wooden splinters spurting out from his body, and his right leg is severed from the knee down. To stand up, he's using a branch as a crutch. "We don't have much time. You need to go and put the wood into the stove. That will drive the creature away and heat the house. I will distract him. Quickly!" Alexander starts hopping over to the other side of the room, while little Timmy grabs the wood and branches and sneaks his way over to the stove. "Over here, you big snowflake!" Alexander shouts at the creature, which turns and gallops towards him, its bony spine arched back and its sharp claws clicking on the floor. Little Timmy is halfway to the stove, but he slips, and the branches scatter across the floor with a loud noise. The creature stops in its tracks and turns towards the boy. It glances at the pile of wood on the floor, and then to the stove. With a gritty laugh, it grabs the wood, which dissolves under its touch. It then moves closer to Timmy, who backs away as fast as he can. Alexander sprints as fast as one leg allows and gets between the creature and Timmy. "Over my dead body!" The soldier unsheathes his sword and stares down the vile beast. The beast falls on all fours and slowly prowls towards Alexander, who stands tall, its shoulder blades bobbing up and down. It stops right in front of the soldier and looks down on him, its black eyes examining the little thing that stands between it and its prey. Alexander assumes a defensive stance. The beast goes to move over to him, to little Timmy, uninterested in the soldier. Alexander strikes its arms with two quick slashes, and two red streaks spatter across the floor. The beast lets out an angry cry. The soldier moves back on the defensive and steadies himself. "For little Timmy, be strong. For little Timmy," he whispers under his breath. The beast lets out another bone-chilling cry and stands on its feet. When it comes back down, it strikes at Alexander, throwing him to the side. His head hits the hard wall, his hat splinters into a thousand pieces, and his sword thrown way out of his reach. The last thing the soldier sees before his strength leaves him is the creature lunging towards little Timmy, who screams in fear. Alexander's eyes close, and his world fades to black. Little Timmy is now backed against the corner of the basement, clutching a box as a shield in front of him. The creature tears the box apart. Little Timmy starts crying, and the creature grabs his leg. The creature smashes Timmy against some cardboard boxes. Before it can grab him again, little Timmy opens his tearful eyes. On the opening of the stove stands Alexander, both his legs broken off, half his torso gone, and his head cracked. Somehow he managed to climb the stove. Below him, on the floor where he crawled, are wooden splinters and parts of toy soldier. "You made it," little Timmy thinks as his heart is filled with new hope. The eyes of Alexander meet little Timmy. The wooden nutcracker soldier smiles warmly. "I'll take care of it, lad. I promised." And with that, Alexander pushes himself into the old stove. With a burst flares up powerful red flames. A blinding white light shoots out, and the wave of heat that follows shakes the foundation of the whole room. First, the stalactites quickly melted off, the snow evaporated into mist, then the wave engulfs the creature, its white skin catching fire like parchment. It lets out a scream of agony, flames shooting out of its body. A big hole of fire opens up in its chest as it falls to its knees. It looks at its hands as they're burning off of its body, scattering and evaporating upon hitting the floor. The creature finally evaporates into a dark smoke. Only little Timmy now stands in the basement. After he collects himself, he shakily exits. The house is now warm. He walks into his mother's room. The mother has sat up on her bed, calmly drinking the warm milk Timmy made for her earlier. Little Timmy runs to her, gives her a hug. In his warm, starlit room, little Timmy finishes writing his story. He gets up from his desk and he walks towards his toy chest. He carefully places the notebook on the wooden box. With the Mouse King defeated, Jack and Eliza lived happily ever after, with Alex always watching them from above, smiling warmly. Jack's ever-loving guardian. The end.